Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March 10, 2010. Tanks shell areas in the Gaza Strip as settlers attack villagers in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli tanks opened fire on Wednesday afternoon at residents, homes and farmlands located close to the eastern Gaza Strip borders. Residents reported damage to their homes and groves, but no injuries. Local sources said that the shelling was concentrated near the evacuated Israeli settlement of Nahal Oz. The bombardment was accompanied by fake air raids by Israeli jet fighters in the area, witnesses told local media. In related news, Palestinians organized a nonviolent protest Wednesday in the central Gaza Strip at the Israeli-built wall around the coastal enclave. The demonstration today was organized by the Popular Committee Against the Israeli Wall. People gathered at Gaza City and marched towards the buffer zone at the borders with Israel. People marched with Palestinian flags and banners demanding the halt of Israeli attacks on Palestinian farmers in the area. Israeli troops opened fire frequently on Palestinians at the borders in the Gaza Strip. The army claimed the buffer zone and the wall are built for Israel's security. Today's protest is not the first this week. Palestinians, along with international supporters, organized on Tuesday a protest at the Erez crossing at the northern Gaza Strip borders, protesting the Israeli army attempts to create a buffer zone in the area. The protest started from Beit Hanun town in northern Gaza Strip. Elsewhere, a group of armed Israeli settlers attacked on Wednesday the village of Burin, northern West Bank, and destroyed a car there. Witnesses told media that the settlers came from the nearby settlement of Yitzhar. They attacked villagers' homes, vandalized property, then set a car owned by a villager on fire and left. Villagers say the settlers of Yitzhar attack them on regular basis to drive them away from their lands and homes so the settlers can expand their settlements built on lands originally taken from the village of Burin and other villages. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.